Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our crucified and risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. This morning we've arrived at another very well-known story from Scripture. Martha and Mary. We all know the story, of course, right? Jesus comes into town, goes to Mary and Martha's house. Martha's busy working, Mary's listening to Jesus, and then Martha gets a little upset about it, right? Because Mary's not helping. But in this text, what we see is we see that there are two different sides of the Christian life. One side is personified in Martha, and one side is personified in Mary. But before we go choosing sides in the Mary versus Martha battle, we need to understand their perspectives, understand where they're coming from. First, we see Martha, right? A woman named Martha welcomed Jesus into her house. We all remember Jesus, right? He goes around the countryside, traveling from town to town to town. And so Martha, hearing that Jesus is coming into town, goes, seeks him out so she can invite him into her home. Okay? This is a really big testament to Martha's faith, in fact. She realized how important of a person Jesus was, and she wanted Jesus to be near her, in her home. And so she invites him over. When they arrive, Martha was distracted with much serving. See, Martha has a servant's heart. She wants to help the Lord on his mission. She wants to help him as he goes on his way. She wants to serve him. And the only way she knows how. The truth is, it takes a lot of work. I don't know if you've ever had anybody at your own home or, you know, staying at your house for a weekend. But what do you do before they arrive? You're vacuuming the carpets, you're washing the toilet, you're cleaning the sheets, you're making the bed, you're making sure everything is exactly perfect. Why? Well, you want your guests to have a nice time. You want it to be a nice place to stay. You want everything to work out well. You want to serve your guest. And this is exactly what Martha was trying to do. After all, if Jesus, God himself, is going to come into my house, well, I'm going to be certain it's clean at least. But then we have Mary. Right? Mary sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teachings. You know, Martha, we can see her faith in the way that she wants to serve Jesus, but Mary, we see her faith and that she's hanging on every word that comes out of his mouth. She's hanging on every teaching that Jesus utters. While Martha's running around like Pac-Man trying to get everything done, Mary is sitting on the floor, just basking in Jesus. Both of these women have faith. It's not to say that, you know, Martha, you know, that her faith was less strong or, you know, or less valuable or anything like that. That's not the question here. They both displayed great faith in Jesus Christ. But that's where the issue comes up. Martha thinks that Mary should be helping. And so where does he go with his problem? With this problem? She goes straight to Jesus. But Jesus replies, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her." Notice that Jesus doesn't say, "Martha, cut it out. Come sit at my feet." He doesn't say, "Martha, you really failed here." He doesn't scold her. He doesn't tell her how weak her faith is or anything like that. He simply tells her what is most important. The Lord has given us many times and places for doing different things in our own lives. He recognizes that, you know, for Martha, certainly there is a time for service, even a service toward Jesus. But that wasn't really the appropriate time. Service is good, but not when there's a time to listen. Jesus says one thing is necessary. What is that one thing? It's his teaching. It's his word. It's himself. It's what Mary longed for. And so now in the year 2016, I want you to think inwardly. I want you to focus on your own life and sort of assess where you are. Who do you look more like? Are you Martha or are you Mary? Do you read your Bible in devotion every single day, learning at Jesus' feet from what you can find in those pages of Scripture? Do you make receiving from Jesus on Sunday morning a priority? We offer more than a few Bible studies. Do you attend any of them? I'm not talking about those who can't come because of health or job or other circumstance that might be beyond their control. No, this is about those who are able to come, but they simply choose not to. I know a big one in our own society is the mattress god. You lay prostrate and you worship the mattress god on Sunday morning instead of coming to the Lord's house. We come up with all sorts of ways to justify our sin, to justify the fact that we have kept ourselves from being in God's word, even though it is so readily available to us. I don't want you to think I'm just throwing stones either. I'll be the first to admit. Many times coming into the office, I'm so concerned about my to-do list, so concerned about doing ministry, that I fail to open my Bible in conference with St. Paul. I fail to receive from Jesus first thing. The truth is that we forsake the Scriptures. We forsake learning at Jesus' feet. To be honest, we are much more Martha than we'd like to admit. But we are. But right now, things are different. At this very moment, you've come into the Lord's house. You're hearing, you're learning, you're being taught all about this story of Mary and Martha, and in doing so, the Lord has made you Mary. The Lord has brought you to the feet of Jesus to learn. Maybe not from Jesus' voice box, but from a humble pastor. So here's the deal. Who should you be more like? Mary or Martha? The truth is that you need to be both. You need to be both Martha and Mary, but you need to be each of them at their proper time. Jesus says one thing is necessary. One thing is most important of all, and that is for Jesus to be Martha. For Jesus to be the one who serves. For Jesus to be the one who runs around and makes sure that everything is prepared for us, for you, for me, for the whole world. Because that's exactly why Jesus came. Right? We all know he toured around Israel, toured the surrounding regions. Why? To heal the sick, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim that the kingdom of God had come near, to make sure that everything was prepared, that everything was perfect. He did it by living a perfect life, by always devoting himself to his heavenly Father. He did it by dying on a cross, by shedding his perfect blood, by breathing his last breath for you. Jesus prepared everything so that you could learn at Jesus' feet, so that you could read this word, so that you could be a part of it, so that all of it could inform your life, teach you how to live God-pleasing, when to serve, when to learn in their proper times. What's better? But Jesus doesn't stay dead either. Jesus comes out of the grave. Why? To prepare a place for you. to give you a promise of eternal life, a life that will never end, a life with him in heaven for all time. In Jesus' death and resurrection, he prepares your forgiveness. Because the truth is that when we mix up being Martha and being Mary, and we get our times all wrong and screw up all of our priorities, Jesus has a word for you. Forgiven. Your sins are forgiven because of Jesus. Jesus does the labor. And so what will it be? Martha or Mary? The truth is that the Christian is always both. Resting and working, laboring and listening, serving and being served, and that's the way it should be. But as you live your lives as both Mary and Martha, know that resting at Jesus' feet is far better than working. Listening is more important than laboring, and being served is far better than serving. If there's ever a conflict between the two, choose the one thing necessary: Jesus, your servant, who came to be crucified and risen for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.